Please start the recording.
Recording in progress.
Thank you, Beth. I call to order the monthly Otter Rock Water District meeting 7/9/2024 at 6:04 p.m. Roll call. I'm here, Lisa. Beth?
Yes.
Teresa?
Here.
Eileen?
Here.
And Kelly is absent. Public in attendance, we have Pat Anderson, the Mullins, and Dale Powers. Did we have any questions about Kelly's board's summaries from the previous meetings that haven't been already discussed?
I have none. None. None.
So can I get a motion to accept the board summary meetings? And I believe there was also a budget summary meeting too.
Yeah,
Can
I'll
we
make that
approve those?
motion. I'll make that motion for both of them.
I'll second that.
Lisa, yes. Beth,
Yes.
Teresa,
Yes.
Eileen,
Yes.
motion passes. Next on the agenda is Curtis's water operators report.
Oh, good evening, all.
Yeah, Curtis.
Say quick, short, simple, to the point. System's looking all right. I was looking over the monthly report that Cody went. He checked the overflow rate.
Oops. Oops. There he's back.
Stop doing this on my phone. During the month of June, we started out overflowing the tank at about 90 gallons. And then during the first week of July, he was out there and we were overflowing by 60 gallons. So still a strong buffer through the day. But we can see that the summer is starting to take its toll. So we're going to keep watching that, especially as we get into August, which is one of the hottest months of the year, and make sure that we're not having issues until the rains come back. So that's one piece we're keeping our eye on. Other than that, the chlorine residuals look fine. We haven't had any major complaints or breaks. Beth has provided us with seven new addresses to go splice meters into. The parts were ordered 2 weeks ago or something like that. I just talked to the shipping guy a few minutes ago, and he says they should be here this week. So once those get in, we'll be planning to schedule either this coming week or the following to head out there and start splicing in some more water meters. And
How
Beth,
much?
I saw your oh.
Go ahead, Curtis. Sorry.
I saw your email about the lead and copper rules. I talked to Aaron. He was the one who was out there last marking them. He said he put all the information inside of a project folder in our files. And then this afternoon, after I mentioned it, he went back through and added them to the map. So they're now on the diamond.
Everything is on the map now.
Everything he had, yeah, as of like an hour or two ago.
Yeah, but does it go back to the May date of a year ago?
Of the
August,
year?
huh?
Sorry, I missed the question.
Well, like I put it in the email, so it includes all of our data because there were only two that had the data, two of the meters.
I could ask how many it was, but he had a large project folder. It looked like it had 30 or 40 different pictures in it. So
Okay, good.
I don't know how many exactly it was, but it was quite a few.
Okay. I will check it out. Thanks.
Cool. Yeah.
And
And
as far as
that's
meters too, I've got another group of seven that are ready, and I should have another group of six real soon, and we're out there hunting like crazy, so we'll probably have as many meters as you can schedule in.
sounds good. I'll look forward to it. Especially with it being so hot over here in the valley, it'd be nice to go out to the coast.
Yeah.
We've had
Curtis,
people working up.
how many meters and how many boxes did you order?
So we already had 16 meters. We didn't order any more meters. We ordered the splicing parts that we need to hook into plumbing and 16 new boxes.
Okay.
Okay. And then you're still going to order more meters and boxes, right?
We can, yeah. So
we
the last
you.
I heard, we were ordering the 16. I didn't know to order more than that.
Yeah, I think my email said we want to order another 23 or something.
23 or 25.
16 boxes. Do you want me to resend that to you?
Yes, please. Sorry, I don't know how I missed that.
Okay. The boxes were a priority because we already have the meters for them, but.
Right.
Yeah. But then we want to continue on past those 16 while we have the weather for it.
Sure.
Dry soil.
And yeah, that's basically going to end my operator report, but it's a good note. We'll get some more meters and boxes ordered. Hopefully they'll be here in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Curtis before we let him go?
No, I'm good. No.
Well, that was really quick.
Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you,
Thank you all. I look forward to the email again, Beth.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Next on the agenda is the treasurer and office report.
Okay. The treasurer's report for funds effective to June 30th, 2024. Our general fund checking account is at $90,284.40, zero uncleared checks. Check the QuickBooks register balance is the same. We had a total of deposits of $10,382. We had a total withdrawals of $18,614.13. The community center account stands at $422.79. The treasury accounts, the reserve fund is at $89,719.85. We had a total deposits or the interest of $380.68. The QuickBooks register balance is the same. System Development Fund account is at $91,271.03. The deposits or interest was $387.26. QuickBook register balance was the same. All accounts were reconciled. Our accounts receivable balance sheet total is a negative $13,919. Our QuickBooks current assets are $258,664.07. We have accounts payable this month of $5,447.27. And that includes only the base fee for the June Highland payment, since we have not received an invoice with any additional charges. Any questions about that? I had some other notes. You might notice the water tests. We had three routine tests that were performed in June that are two of them are 3-year tests and one is a 9-year frequency test. And so there was quite a high bill going for that. Also wanted to mention we will be transferring, I was planning on doing it this week. It was part of our budget to transfer $15,000 from the general fund to the reserve fund. But that, of course, that will show on next month's report. Any questions on any of that? No.
I motion to approve it, Beth.
Okay, I wanted to touch on the P&L, but we can go ahead and do the other part.
Second.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Can I get a motion to pay the bills this month?
I'll make a motion that we pay the bills this month.
I'll second it.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, I just wanted to mention that our P&L that we have posted now is an entire fiscal year. It's our final for the fiscal year 23-24. And in reviewing it, most things should be close to and 100% of the budget. We did pretty well in estimating our income from our water fees. We were a little under in our other fees, but that's a very minor part of our revenue. And luckily, we were way low on our late fees, so that was good to see in estimating how many late fees would have to be paid. Our expenses all look really well. We don't have anything that went over 100%. Of course, part of that was due to our intra-fund transfer. And as usual, we look pretty... We're very conservative in that we set aside money for certain things that oftentimes we don't end up having to spend. And one that was, to me, particularly good was our system repairs and maintenance. We didn't have a lot of things break, which to me is really good at this point, since we don't want to be patching up stuff that will soon hopefully be replaced. So I just wanted to mention that. And one other thing kind of related to the treasurer is our budget. We're almost ready, I think, on our budget documents. We have a July 15th deadline. Eileen and I have been working on it. There's a bunch of LB forms. LB stands for local budget. That we're supposed to fill out and have on file. So those should be done soon, and we should be getting the new budget entered into QuickBooks before the end of the month, so that we'll start new with our budget amounts. And
are these all little hints for Eileen?
Yeah. Well, you can take them away.
Just things I was, you know, were going through my mind. Okay, you know, looking at the budget part is going to start all over again, and we're going to.
Yeah. I should have those LB forms Friday. I'm up in Kaiser with 5 kids, and it's just hot as hell here. So
I can relate, Eileen. I'm in Washington with 4.
Yeah. I've got 5 under 11.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
At 2.5-year-old twins, can you beat that?
Wow. Exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have plenty of time. And because we're a non-taxing district, we don't have to send them into the county. We just have to have them on file.
The only thing that we've got to send in is the resolution, right?
Yes.
Okay. And is that... Can you do that, Beth? You've got the signed resolution, don't you?
Yeah, I've got a scan of that. I can do that. I can email it to them.
If you wouldn't mind, Beth, I would really appreciate it if you would just shoot that off to them. And then that's just one thing that we know is done.
Yeah, let me star that in colored ink and write it down here so I remember. And that goes to the Department of Revenue of Department of Revenue.
So yeah.
It's the only thing we have to submit for our budget. Okay.
Well, thank you, Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Next on the agenda is update of FEMA and Civil West. I don't believe we don't have any updates on FEMA, but Civil West did help us apply for that $50,000 grant from Lincoln County. And we haven't heard if we're gonna get that, but that would, Kevin wrote it so that it would pay for all the, or $50,000 would pay for the engineering fees. So that was really great. And I'm very appreciative of that. So
that was it. We can get that.
Yes, it would be very good. He was very positive that we would. We just had to turn in the paperwork. So, so we're waiting on that. And next on the agenda is update of the Business Oregon documents that we received, and I'm sure everyone read them. And now we have to have discussions about them and questions, and we have to determine what, if any. Well, I know we have to have one document sent to the lawyers for their review and approval, but we have to discuss if we want to send the other documents out to the lawyers too.
I think they need to see a number of things, because if you look at the letter, the sample letter that they want, they say they've reviewed our resolution, that they and it's been executed properly, that the contract has been submitted and everything. So I think it would be good to, and even if it's sending them the draft of that, we should do that right away, because we have 60 days from the day they sent us the contract, which means we now have 48 days to get it in. So I think, and we'll be dependent somewhat on the attorney's times to have to review things and reply.
Do we have a lawyer?
Yes, we have a legal firm that, is on the change type, or we have a contract with,
Are they here in Newport, or are they?
No, I think they're Eugene, maybe. Aren't they? Something like that. They're somewhere in the valley.
So my apologies. I looked through all the email, or as far as I could, and I didn't see the contract. So can someone tell me what the subject was for that email?
The subject for the email?
Yeah, that would have the contract attached. Because I noticed a number of emails, but they didn't have any attachments.
Teresa, it was from Beth.
I forwarded it because somehow it got to me, even though it was addressed to Lisa.
I saw that message, but I did not see any attachments.
Well, info regarding loan topics for Tuesday's meeting. It was sent on July 7th, 12:53. And
I have downloaded. Thank
that's
you.
That's the wrong one, Teresa. I'm sorry. Okay.
It was sent the 28th of June, so I think I immediately sent it out.
Because I read the one that you just mentioned, Eileen. Beth suggested that we read from page 10, et cetera. Oh. So I read that, but I haven't.
This was,
June 28th,
I sent it out.
Yeah, forward Safe Drinking Water Revolving Loan Fund.
If you're using other than the Gmail web, you may not always get attachments on.
No, phone. I'm using Gmail.
Okay.
So June 28th.
Yeah, and it's from Beth.
And there's a bunch of replies to it. So if you find the email that is a forward from Safe Water Revolving Loan Fund, you need to click up in the condensed parts of the
Okay, here it is. Seven attachments. Yeah,
Yeah.
my apologies.
That's okay. It gets confusing because Gmail condenses all the replies from an original email, and you don't see the attachments until you click.
Okay, well, I will read all of these
Okay, so it looks like
this
it's a
week.
pretty standard contract. I mean, it's Business Oregon's contract that they send out to everyone.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I read the other document that you'd suggested we read, so maybe of these what do we need to do to move forward?
We need
What
to make a motion for Lisa to sign this contract. Lisa mentioned wanting to have the attorney review it, and that's fine. I don't, there isn't going to be any changes made into it. They may suggest something to add to it, but this is, if you read through the contract, you can see it. This is Business Oregon's contract that they require that we sign. So this is their boilerplate contract for all
Right.
projects. I would like us to see a make a motion to have Lisa sign it, send it off to the attorney along with the letter that they are supposed to submit, and we can always redo the motion. It's a contract that needs both our signature and the state's signature, so it's not a done deal until we send
Yeah.
it the signature page to the state and they sign it.
Okay.
I would revise that and say if the lawyers are okay with this contract, I will gladly sign it, but I'm not going to sign anything. I don't feel comfortable putting my name.
Well, it wouldn't be effective unless they sign it anyway.
Well, the state, I know, but I don't feel comfortable.
So what do we
I
need to do to get you comfortable, Lisa?
send it to the lawyer and have them rubber stamp it and say, hey, this is great to
Okay.
sign. Thank you very much.
So
And I will gladly sign it.
okay,
Let's
who
do.
needs to do that?
Okay.
Yeah, Lisa, can you do that immediately? Because we're already
Well, I'll
down
make
to
a
about
motion
11
that we
days.
send the contract to a lawyer for review.
And we also need to send the their part of it, the lawyer,
Right.
whatever it
Whatever you
was.
think needs to be sent, let's get it sent this
Okay.
week.
Well, I would like us to go ahead and do the resolution, which is down a little couple down on the checklist, but and you could send that to them. You can send the draft resolution to them and mention that we aren't going to be doing an ordinance, but we would be doing a resolution because I don't know why they put ordinance in the sample letter for the legal counsel, because it's not something you'd typically make an ordinance for.
Okay.
It's a short-term thing for the next three or so
Right,
years.
right, right. It's not something that's
It's not a,
forever. Yeah, so
yeah.
you don't need an ordinance because it's not going to apply to this district forever. You'll
Right.
need a resolution for the time period that we're going to need it. Makes
Right.
sense.
Yeah. So anyway, everybody got a copy of that, and it's posted also on the website if people want to
I
look at
saw that and I did read
that.
that.
Yeah. And that's what Business Oregon wanted to see in a resolution. That was just to fill in our name and put a date on, a date that we were going to pass it.
Sure, that we've notified the public that we're doing this.
Right.
Okay, so but that's a separate item, right, from
Right,
getting the
but
contract reviewed.
well, if you read and you haven't had a chance to the sample letter they sent for the legal counsel to write, they mentioned that let's see, I don't have it up here right now, but that the ordinance or resolution has been duly processed, and that the contract has been
So we need to send the resolution also to the lawyers to review?
yeah, and you, Lisa, you can just send the draft that we have already, because
So
and
my
they don't,
motion needs to include both the contract and the resolution for their review. Is that correct?
right, and the
And the
sample
sample
esteemed
letter.
legal counsel is what they called it. Yeah,
So those three documents need to be sent to the lawyer.
right.
Okay, so I make a motion that the contract, the resolution, and the sample letter, the lawyer's message that they need to send back to Oregon Business, all get sent to the lawyers for review this week, hopefully.
Hopefully tomorrow. I'll second that.
Lisa? Oh, yep, Eileen.
I think you just also need to really emphasize with him that we need it back ASAP because we're under a time frame.
Sounds good, Eileen.
And I want to say one more thing, Teresa. There's a line in there saying that we will not. In order for us to have the forgivable loan part of it, we cannot have our water rates less than $75 a month.
Yeah, right. And I mean, we already had that discussion.
And that
discussion.
We agree with it. And I know, I just wanted to let you know that that was.
Yep. Yeah.
And I have a problem with that, but you know.
Yeah, I kind of heard that, you know, as we were talking about what was required in order for us to get that loan, proof that we can. And I read it in a document today, too, that proof that we can pay the loan back. I think that's fair.
It's very fair. Okay. So Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion very passed. Exciting.
Yes. And I will send it out either tonight or before I start work tomorrow morning. And
oh,
obviously,
you're awesome.
CC everyone.
Yeah, CC everybody.
Yep.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, you're Lisa. Welcome.
We also need to talk about the dates for the disbursement table.
Yeah, if you noticed in the handbook, it says that those are to be filled out as soon as possible after contract execution and prior to the first request for disbursement. So we have some time, and that would obviously be something that we would need the assistance of Civil West to do. Mm-hmm. And it's an estimated schedule, including just the month, the year, an amount, and the purpose.
Right. So have we got a project the regional project manager assigned already from Oregon Business?
That would be Michelle right okay. now. Michelle okay. Bilberry.
Okay, great.
It was someone else, but then they got another position, and so it went back to Michelle after she'd been in.
Oh, yay. It's better going back than going to someone new.
Yeah, right. So it could change, but, you know, right now it's
sure. Great.
And I know this is, you know, we don't have to do this now or today or next month or whatever, but we will need a new bank account and will need.
No, I would suggest we do not. Because if you read the reimbursement amount, and it's the same as what Kevin explained to us, I think it was during that one meeting we had. Reimbursements are done on a basis of as needed. You get an invoice for something, Civil West said they would look at it. The board looks at it, approves it. We send the request into Business Oregon. When they approve it, they will pay it. And there's even the provision that's mentioned in the handbooks that we can have it paid directly to a contractor.
Right.
In either case, whether it was sent to us to a bank account or not, if we set up a new bank account, it would be probably empty 98% of the time.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too when I was reading
yeah,
that, Beth, because we're going to have to
like
prepay
give us
and then
a chunk
get
of
reimbursed.
Money.
So we have to have funds available to pay initially in order to get reimbursed.
Yeah, no, we'll have some minor things, probably a permit fee, a plans fee. You know, when you send the plans, have to go to OHA, and they'll charge, I think for the chlorination system, it was $750 fee that had to go with the plans before they'll look at them, which of course is the way plans and permits do. But we can easily pay that from the general fund for the upfront, and then we'll get the reimbursement back. So that's why I would suggest that we, for the bank information that they want, that we just use our main checking account.
Lisa, what's your concerns about doing that?
I guess it would be okay if we, but we need to. It's
we'll
coming.
Have accounting codes for it. We already talked about that in the budget process. We'll have accounting codes for income and expenses for each of these products, for the Business Oregon and the FEMA project. And if Lisa, if you remember when we consulted with Rob Moody of Marina and Company on dealing with funds from the SDCs and the chlorination, this was what, 2 years ago at least? He recommended not having individual accounts for other things. He said there's no legal or accounting requirement to place funds into separate bank accounts. And he says doing so just creates more bookkeeping effort than is necessary in tracking additional accounts and reconciliations to the general ledger for no additional benefit. The amounts can be appropriately tracked and accounted for in your accounting system. In fact, when we had a phone meeting with him, he actually said, if you didn't have an accounting system like QuickBooks, you could even use a spreadsheet. You just have to track the money and be able to show it. So for those two reasons, I would say we don't need a bank account. An extra bank account. It's just extra work and it'll be empty most of the time. It'll be at zero balance.
Thoughts, Lisa?
When we enter the new budget, we'll be assigning some accounting codes for both of the projects. And it's just like our system development money. You know, we get a check in for an SDC and we deposit it in our bank and then we transfer it to the LGIP account.
Yeah,
the only that's... reason we put it there is because it gets good interest and it might as well be earning interest on that.
I'll get back to you. How's that, Lisa?
Yeah. We can talk about it, just definitely want to make sure that we're capturing your concerns.
And then we have a signature card for all of us to sign. And it has place for 5 signatures. The first 4 would be board members. And the 5th one is the president only. And so I thought that was interesting when I read that one. Because they do not want the president who signs the contract to be one who can submit funding requests.
Sure.
Which makes it,
I mean, I don't think that'll be a problem for us.
Not that it would be, but yeah.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, it's just accountability.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then they need our direct deposit option notification, which would be the best because otherwise we have to wait for them to cut a check.
Oh yeah, totally.
They want the ordinance, the opinion of the legal counsel, and the disbursement check form. So there were 6 items on this checklist of contract documents.
Moving forward.
Okay, so I would say we also need to forward that form to Kevin and ask Civil West to assist us in the estimated schedule of disbursement requests.
Are we still waiting for them to get something to us?
Who?
Civil West.
A contract, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do they have a project plan? They can't do an estimate of disbursements without a project plan.
We have a project plan, yeah. From
is it posted?
Ago. Huh?
Is it posted? I was looking for documents today and I didn't see a project plan that was posted.
Well, it's the feasibility study.
Okay, that's not a project plan. A project plan would have dates.
Right. No, we don't. No, this would be part
Okay,
of.
so they can't really give you a disbursement plan without a project plan.
You know, it's
Correct.
I just wonder if they're kind of dragging their feet waiting for this contract to become official. That's
Well,
they've
it's
been
here now,
kind
so I'm sure they will. You know, Michelle said our contract with that, our formal contract with them, with Civil West to be our engineer, was not a big rush. And from the handbook, this disbursement schedule form is not, you know, it
Okay.
has to be as soon as possible after the contract is executed.
Yeah, so I think that's down the road a little bit, the disbursement planning, because you
Right,
can't
but
really plan your
we can,
disbursements until you've planned your project.
yeah, but we can touch base. It would be a good reason to touch base with Kevin
Well,
and
the good reason
Ned.
would be, where's the project plan? I'd like to
Yeah.
see the project plan first. Because disbursements will just fall in line once we have a project plan.
Right.
So let's start with the project plan.
I think we need to reach out to Kevin and see if we can't maybe have him come sit down with us or something, because we really haven't had a discussion with him recently. So, you know, I think it's maybe it's time to kind of reassess everything. I mean, we're
Yeah.
obviously moving forward. I know
Right.
we're still dragging our feet on FEMA, but you know, this all of a sudden is kind of coming to fruition here. So maybe getting Kevin involved, and I don't know if he's even been involved, if he's seen these emails back and forth lately with Michelle. Maybe not. And I mean, I guess there's really no reason that he should. So I think we just need to reach out to him. You
Yeah, it
know,
would be a good time
yeah,
because
let's
what
set a
was it,
meeting and start
March?
seeing here's where we are, here's what we expect. You
Yeah.
can, you know, put a line in the sand when we might be able to start a project. Yeah.
Right. Well, he may not know we've received the contract yet, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
Exactly.
yeah.
Yeah.
So, who wants to do that to connect with him? Do you want to put something together, Eileen?
Yeah, I can reach out to him. I'll
Okay.
CC, you know, I'll CC everybody.
Right.
Just
Let him
kind of
know
let
we
them
have it.
know,
Yeah.
yeah, let them know where we're at. And you know, one of the things, and Teresa, I'm sure you're probably aware of this, but if we all go to a meeting, we have to be careful, right? I mean, if we all go to a meeting, we have to be careful of not doing stuff.
Well, it can be an information gathering meeting, but yes, we have to be careful not to start discussing possible solutions or
Right.
avenues that the board would go down.
Right. But now, if two of
Or
us
we can
go,
make it a Zoom meeting and have
yeah.
it open to the public. We've done
Yeah.
that before and just let them know, look,
Right. So
you're here,
maybe,
no
basically,
public
I think the
comment,
meeting
but.
should be more about where are they at in planning our project Yeah.
versus anything that we would be directing or guiding. Let's
Yeah.
just hear where they're at
Yeah.
in planning our project.
Let me
Right.
see if I can't get them just to help get a Zoom meeting scheduled so we
Right.
can all
Well,
just kind of listen to what he's got to say. Exactly.
it would be similar to the meeting we had with him in March that we called a work session, and it wasn't really, it
Right.
was just really an information gathering meeting on how to approach and
Yep.
go forward with things.
Next
But we
steps
did.
that
We did
they think.
announce it as a work session and it was on Zoom and there was a notice sent out. So that
Cool.
covers all bases.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Good suggestion, Eileen. Just reset again
Yeah.
now that things are moving forward.
Okay. I'll reach out to him and see if we can't set up a Zoom meeting with like a work session. Okay, good.
Thank you. Are there any more comments before we go on to the next topic? Nope. Okay. Next on the agenda is updates for the ground maintenance at the tank farm.
He mowed. It's mowed.
Yay!
Yeah, it's okay. Mowed. I think it about killed him, but he mowed it. So
okay. Did you notice on the Highland report that someone did some?
I noticed that.
Highland, they did some. Yeah. And I guess now we can't go and see what they actually did, but before they did a little bit, they just cut a path down to the spring.
That's what they did. I was up there with Kevin. They just cut a path.
Yeah.
They cut a path down to the outflow out the big spring. Mm-hmm. And down to the chlorination, and they cut a path down to the second gate, but they didn't go through the gate. And then they cut a path down to that outflow.
Yeah.
By that second gate. So Jerry went in and mowed down to past the second gate as far as he could get. He said you can get a truck in there now, but he said it was really thick. It was really
down to spring one.
So you can get a truck in there. And
that's good. That's what we want.
Yeah. And I'm gonna, you know, it may be that we want him to go back one more time. I don't know. We'll have to go up there and take a look at it.
Yeah.
So because there again, it really was pretty overgrown. So
yeah, we probably could have had one a couple months ago actually with the all the rain and the warm temperature, it grows really fast.
Yeah.
Do we want to consider like just a annual contract with him? Maybe we could have a dialogue with him, and maybe it would be more economical for us to do it regularly, like once every 3 months or something like that, instead of annually.
Or at least twice a year, fall and
we could get suggested from him, right? And summer. Just say, hey, we'd like to contract with you to do it, you know, on a regular basis, so it's not so expensive. Just get an idea there. Just thinking it might not be so taxing then for people. We just keep it mowed.
He's pretty reasonable, Teresa. Have you met him?
Oh, yeah, I remember from last month. I thought that was very reasonable.
Yeah, you've met him. He does all that work for Joan. And yeah.
He's like a neighbor almost.
Yeah.
Because he's at Joan so often.
Yeah. So when I need to get an invoice from him, I'll talk to him. You know, I think as long as he's around, he would be more than happy to do it. So
yeah, I'm just thinking that if we can keep it, if we could do it more than once a year, then it might not cost as much, even though it's very reasonable anyways. And then we wouldn't have this problem where Highland has to go in there and, you know, charge us for cutting some stuff down because they can't get at things.
Yeah, I haven't seen the invoice from them yet. I'm kind of curious what they're going to charge us to do that.
Uh-huh. Right.
So
that right there might be just the case for us to have Jerry do it two or three times a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll talk to Jerry.
Thank you.
You're getting all the things to do, Eileen, although Lisa's doing a big one too. And Beth's doing something. Jeez, I'm the
Beth
only one.
Beth is always, Beth and Lisa.
We'll get you going here. Don't worry.
I'm like, okay. Well, I'm sure it'll happen.
Next on the agenda is the corrective action plan letter to the Secretary of State.
I think we just need to approve it. It's boilerplate. It's the same thing as we did last year. And
I'll make a motion that we approve it and have Lisa sign it and we get it sent.
I'll second that motion.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. And next on the agenda is the query regarding water use of neighboring lots. Pat sent us an email.
Yeah, you understand that that's an owner that has multiple adjoining lots. So that would be just like many of our customers here, landowners, have adjoining lots because they were divided extremely small at some point in the past before zoning codes or something. So I don't really understand understand the concern. It would almost be like someone who had two adjoining lots watering the lawn, which is on their second lot from their house. But that's the way I see it. And or having friends park their RV in your driveway for whatever time they were visiting. But we don't have anything in our ordinances that prohibit that. Now, it would be very different if they were providing water to the owner of another lot that was not a customer. And I think that's happened before, but sharing water. But in this case, it's not that situation.
Well, I think this, I think Beth, because I talked to some community members, I think the issue is that he's renting out the trailer, and that that's why. It's not friends. It's not anything. He's making money.
If it's a rental situation, yes, that's a whole different story.
But that's Lincoln. That's Lincoln County. That's not our Rock Water District.
No, our ordinance does ask for if you have an additional building, but not a trailer. If you have another building and you do rent it out, then that's considered a second account. So,
yes, according to the community members, he's charging money and they are paying him. So,
okay, and so someone has actually talked to this person, or this is just what other people have said.
No, they have talked to Dan, and they have talked to the owner, and they have talked to the people renting out the RV.
Okay, well then someone needs to talk to him.
And say what?
Well, look up your ordinance and cite that part in the ordinance. If they're renting out a living quarters, then they pay another account.
Okay, so maybe some sort of an official letter.
You could, but I would talk to them first, and you know,
basically say that our ordinance is such that you really aren't allowed to do this.
Yeah, we'd have to give give them a copy of the ordinance, right, and say, this is our understanding that you are renting this space out. And that means it requires two accounts against your water usage. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, it would be an additional account.
Now, what's interesting about that, right, if I'm understanding this correctly, is if there's only one meter on that facility, on that lot, then
that's okay. That's, he's, you know, that same person. Well, there are people who have a duplex that is one connection, one water pipe going. It'll be one meter, but it's going to be, they pay for two accounts.
Yep. All right. So, makes sense.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Well, I'm calling Kevin and I'm talking to Jerry, so I'm not going to put this one on my list.
Hey, I will sign up for this one, but I might need some help. Obviously, I need a bit more information. So, Lisa, do you have the lowdown?
I do, but I have not talked to this person in person.
Okay, let's you and I talk first. Does that work?
Yep.
All right, you and I will talk first. I am out of town until, when do I get home? Sunday late. So next week, early next week, you and I will talk and we'll make a plan.
Yeah, okay. Take a look at the ordinances. They're all online, so.
Yep, you betcha. I'll have it in hand. I'll bring Rocky with me.
There you go.
Yeah, I've never met this individual, but
Okay.
Next on the agenda is upcoming audit engagement letter.
I make a motion that we sign the letter. We've all looked at it, right? It's the same as last year.
I'll second that.
Lisa? Yes. Beth?
Yes.
Teresa? We couldn't hear you, Teresa.
I'm sorry, yes.
Thank you. Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. We have no ordinances, and next on the agenda is the resolution, the borrowing resolution 2024-30.
Is this the one that we are going to have the lawyers look at?
Uh-huh. Correct.
Do we need to have them look at before we pass this resolution?
I would say no, because we can always redo another one.
It's true.
It supersedes it.
I have read it, so I make a motion that we pass this resolution. 20, whatever, what was it, Lisa? I'm sorry.
2024-30.
2024-30.
A second.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is public comments. Do we have any public comments? Hi, Pat.
Hi, I can't figure out where the handshake is there. Oh, there we go. Raise hand. Hi, I just want to say that this is one of the prettiest P&Ls I've seen in ages. It is fantastic to see in black and white that our revenue is more than we anticipated, than you all anticipated when you set up last year's budget. And our expenditures are less, which provides the documentation and the proof that is needed to show these institutions that we want to borrow money from or get grants from, that we indeed can come up with the funds to pay the debt. And so thank you all for a beautiful job managing our district this last year.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
I second that, Pat.
Are there any more public comments? Are there any board member comments?
I am going to be out of the country August 7th through the 17th. So I'm going to miss the board meeting in August. I'm going to do my best to get you guys some treasury reports and get the billings done before I leave. There's one thing that we do with the bank. It's ACH payments from the customers. And, you know, we're kind of starting to run out of time. Teresa, I know you're busy too. We were thinking that you might be able to help, but I'm starting to just think that maybe what I'm going to do is push it back to when I get back, and it's just going to be a week late. And so it's, you know, I think that our customers would probably be fine with that. Unless we want to try to scramble and get somebody set up to do this. So it's kind of up to you guys. I can go either way.
Do you know, Eileen, can we predate one? Can we put a date down the road, like a week ahead?
I don't think we can do that with those
date. I know we'd have to approve it that same day, but Could we put a future date on it?
Well, you know what, Beth? I've got to do one when I get back. So let me look at it. Maybe we can. And if we can, that would sure. The problem with it is we have to do that key, that app with the key code.
Uh-huh.
You know,
but
so.
You just have to do that when you submit it.
Right, when I submit it. So.
And if it had a future date on it, not the 48 hours, it's typical, but, you know, plus a week, if we could do it that way.
Then it wouldn't be late. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Okay. We well, let me look.
We could look into that.
Okay.
Or it's possible if, I don't know, Teresa, have you and Eileen talked about this?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. Teresa's been so unavailable.
Remote? Have you been remote?
Yeah. I'm like, I was in Florida. Now I'm in Washington. When I get back, I'm going to have a granddaughter with me and we'll be doing nanny camp. So I'm like pretty unavailable until, like, I mean, obviously, she could do grandpa camp for a day.
Well, there, or half a day.
Right, or half a day. So I could certainly fit it in if we need to, if, you know, but I'm not back until late Sunday. So whatever, what's that date? Well, I'm not back in Otter Rock until the 15th. But then I'm not going anywhere until August. So I am more available once I get back on the 15th.
Well, just in case, maybe Eileen, I could sit with you through the submittal process. Because right now, Eileen is doing the submittal, submits the batch, and then I have to go in and approve it because it takes an approval.
Sure. A
two-person thing.
Yep.
So I approve it, and that one's pretty easy. I got that one down, finally. No, I got that one down. So, Eileen, maybe I could sit with you on the submittal part.
Yeah, that's fine.
For the one.
And then Beth could sit with me on the approval part.
Yeah, and then I can show you the approval part if we get you all signed up at the bank and everything, you know.
Yeah, I did call him today. He wasn't available. He hasn't called me back. So I'm making progress.
Yeah. Well, you're busy. You're out of town right now anyway till next week, so.
Yeah, he said he only needed to talk, though. He didn't need me to come in. Well, obviously, I got to sign, but.
You got to sign something. They may be able to do that remotely, or you might have to stop in, but yeah.
Yeah.
Next week's, you know, fine.
Well, fingers crossed we can just predate it.
That would be ideal if we can.
Yeah, I can look. I'll look on. I'm going to do it on Friday, Beth, so I'll send you a text. I'm hoping
I think
that.
Because I think it has a date on it that says the earliest date you can have this process is this. But I'm thinking if we could, you know, put a future date, like another week down the road, then we'd be fine.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, I wanted to report that we've been corp hunting, and I ran across an old list from a little over a year ago that said we had 67 corp stops to locate. And we are now in need of locating 15 of them. So I think that is pretty darn good.
That's awesome. Oh my, that's awesome.
And that was even that was not at the very beginning when I called up Craig. Hey, don't you know where some of these things are? And he, of course, knew where some were that were real easy to, you know, see or get to. And when we started this, but anyway, I thought that was really good. There are five that are not have found no documentation on. They're not on the map. They're not on any drawings. They were houses that were added between something like 92 and 2008. So there was a time period there where wherever they kept the documentation, I don't know where it is. So I've got a list of and we've got a few problem ones, but I've got a list of people. I've called four people trying to find information. I've got three or four.
Did we talk to Art Bradley?
Hmm?
Art Bradley. Did we talk to Art Bradley?
About?
If he might know where stuff is.
No, well, you know, yeah. I haven't. I could call Jim too again.
Yeah.
Text Jim. He's
yep.
He might know where a few of them are. One thing I did do, I dug into the old minutes and found something, because the neighbor said, well, I think they ran that underground in the same trench they ran the electric for a house that was in the late, I think it was late 90s. And sure enough, it was 92. No, it was 92. I found the minutes for there that said that they reported that, yes, we were, you know, going to share back excavation costs with the electric people. We're going to run it in the same thing. So that's a
treasure hunt, Beth.
Yes, it is. So then we know to look for the corpse stop right next to the power pole where the electric goes down and under.
Oh, man.
Right next to another.
It's okay, baby. It's
another,
okay.
Not far from another meter. So anyway, we're down to 16 to find or confirm, and with only five of those, the real treasure hunt things, that don't have any real documentation, and possibly connecting with the owners where they know where their shutoff is.
Mm-hmm.
At their house or near mm-hmm. their on their property, that'll give us a good clue.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to thank all the people that have been corpse stop hunting. Now we were up on Gladys just the other day, and
I saw you and Pat and Terry as I was leaving.
Yes,
I'm like, oh, they're corpse stopping.
We didn't quite get all of them done because the yellow jackets came to meet us, and Terry did Yikes. Get stung once. And we kind of quit at that point, but
yeah,
we know we're really, really close there. So
hazard pay, man.
Yeah. And it got hot, and then the yellow jackets were, it's like, oh, we'd already cleared a bunch of brush right there, and all of a sudden we realized, they're all around us. And
you guys, I've got to bow out. I've got screaming children downstairs here. So.
Oh dear, go get okay. your screaming children, because I will quit talking and be done anyway. So
you guys have a good evening. I'll get these things taken care of. Okay.
Thanks, yep. Eileen.
Yep. Good night, you guys.
Take care of those babies.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, that's all I had. So anyway.
Yeah, that's good news, Beth.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I don't know what's making that noise.
Does anyone else have any comments?
I think you lost.
Do we not have internet?
My internet's working fine.
It's not me. There's something.
I hear you, Lisa.
There's something making a noise, and Dan was asking where it's from.
Oh.
Don't know. Well,
we don't hear it on
not
Zoom.
Here.
Okay.
Sounds well, like the board meeting.
Does anyone have any more comments or questions? Anything?
None from me.
Okay, then we are going to stop recording at 7:09 p.m. and our next board meeting is on August 13th.
Alrighty.
Okay. I will stop recording.
Thank you very much.